part we all look forward to, and that's our citizens' input. I'd like to open the floor up to the citizens. Anybody have anything they'd like to discuss?
Hi.
Are you good?
I'm fine. So let me introduce myself. He's Robert. My thing is that I'm here this time was because there was some bad press over a certain festival that was held downtown. So I just felt that publicly we needed to hear the positive side and the efforts upon my committee to adjust and make everybody's day easier. How's that? I brought that with me. Because we all work different parts of the festival, and we were reviewing even our drone footage. There was no gates blocking any businesses. They moved the gates from the front, and everybody had, what is the name of that street? Post office?
Shawnee.
Was available. We posted signs early in the morning for everybody that it wasn't closed down. Everybody could come shop, eat. I'm down at the other end of the block, and I can tell you my lunch hour was up, and it wasn't because of festival people. They were my regular lunch goers. On Saturday, they walked all the way down to see us. I don't know what else to say. We moved things. We adjusted as the day went. I do know all the vendors that came. None of them had sales under $1,000 that day. My neighbor next door at the market came over and recorded a banner evening and sales. This type of festival is usually good for economic development as it brings in arts and entertainment. And that was really the goal, was to do something that would help the city to grow in that area and to have more variety downtown. And give exposure to our downtown shops is basically was our goal. It was not to hinder growth or anything in that matter. So I'm going to let my friends here put their input on this. So because my thing is, I've gotten a lot of feedback, negative feedback from customers and such, because they heard such awful things. But really, there's two sides to everything. And so on our side, we did adjust gates. People were allowed to park in front of their businesses, and nobody was stopped from coming in during the day. Okay? This is Donnie Wood.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen of the council, thanks. I'll just take a few minutes here tonight. My name's Don Wood. I own Red Cat Event Production in Martinsville, Oklahoma. I was a major sponsor in this event, which I basically did for free, which was about $5,000 worth of production that I did and my employees, to help bring vitality, excitement, mercantilism, community involvement to your main street here in Dewey, which I do have family roots here, but even though I live in Marlsville. I'm just here to make a statement because I want to preserve the integrity of my business. And this is the first time in 30 years that I've been involved in event production, in community events, where I have heard on the radio or in press that things were loud, too loud. I didn't receive a single noise complaint from the entire crowd there, and I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, they were of a demographic of over 60 years old, much like the crowd that I did event production for just last weekend for the elder care at the Mullendore Ranch. I am not in the business of causing a public disturbance. 90% of my business is community events like this, fundraisers, corporates. I am not, it's no good for my business to do that. So I'm just here to make that statement public because I felt that was very damaging for me to receive press like that. Being a major sponsor of this, which I would like to say we did establish our goal of establishing a scholarship for a very lucky student who now has some extra money to further his education in music, which I'm very proud of being able to help do, considering that I was going to music scholarship. I'll finish this up by saying that I really hope that that 9% improvement in your taxes last month is part of Ms. Robinson's involvement, her charisma, her motivation to bring exciting events to her theater, and everything that I've seen her do down there. And I've been involved with her in several, the past several months trying to help her improve on that through the quality of the entertainment she's providing and the production services that we're seeing. I look forward to helping her in the future. I look forward to helping you guys in the community of Dewey should you have an event and need quality professional production. I'll be doing Sunfest up in Bartlesville this year. If you'd like to see what I do, please come do it. My services will be available to you in the future, and I'd love to help you do anything if I can to bring people and community involvement here. Thank you very much for your time.
Last one.
I'm Jerry Larkin. I was suckered in to getting involved with this. I'd never really done anything like it before. So it was a new experience for me, and I learned a lot. But I was in charge of volunteers and basically the logistics out on the street. I left the intersection down by the hotel and out towards the hitching post open for anybody that needed to drive out once we had the front Main Street blocked. But I'm not going to dwell on the negative. I want to say some big thank yous to the city manager, Therese. He came and met with us beforehand, and really the whole city of Dewey. I raised my kids here, lived here for about 25 years before life moved me on back to Bartlesville, and I always thought Main Street needed something going on. And when Miss Robinson, almost called her a leaping gnome, but shut up, I got on board with it. But I have to tell you, over the course of the day and the evening, we put approximately 700 people on Main Street. And I had lots of people come up to me and say they didn't even know where Dewey was, let alone ever be here before. And I got a lot of questions of why weren't more stores open and why wasn't the hotel open. Heard a lot of people say they are coming back to see the town again. And I heard the word friendly an awful lot. You can thank this gentleman, Mr. Shea, out here, because him and his police officers were just spectacular. I think I saw 10 pictures on Facebook of people getting fake arrested, so as it went. But I'd encourage you to get on board with this, because the amount of messages and offers from bands and everything. I know some people said, well, it shouldn't be a paying event. This wasn't a gooseneck trailer with a local band and some clip-on lights from Walmart. We put on quality bands, quality show, and many, many people said they will be back next year. Like I said, we had almost 700. We're hoping to double that next year. But I just wanted to come here and thank you all, because you did a wonderful thing, and look forward to doing it with you again. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizens? Anything we bring up?
Hold on, I already have to wait. I got his answer. But I was at, my cousin lives in Broken Arrow. And there, they got speed bumps in a lot of residential area. And I know what Wayne told me, but I want to ask you all what y'all think about it in residential areas.
Mike, bring that.
Blue check.
Bill, are you having issues with people speeding in here?
I don't. I've seen people speed down Choctaw real fast. And I've seen a lot of kids over, my grandson lived over on Elm, and a lot of them kids up on that curb on Elm and around, they play in the middle of the street. And I didn't see where one kid be hit.
And we've got kids up north of me a couple, 3 blocks to play out the street, and they don't dare you to hit. They just don't pay attention.
They hear my husband on that.
Yeah.
All we got to do is like we do on Hamilton, when kids out playing, draw up a stream car, you know, there's so far out of 36 years living there, we haven't had anybody hit yet. Like a screen car just allows to make that though. And you don't have that many speakers. A lot of us got out in the hospital. Oh, I got cheaper at the factory.
Well, it is a concern. Anytime you have children around, they're one of our most precious assets, you know, our kids, children, future tomorrow. Bill, I don't know. If we see someone speeding, we really ought to try to report it. Get people involved. I know over here on Ross, I think we put some extra stop signs up. Try to get people to stop. Well, they were using they were going fast. And it's helped. I talked to a couple of residents over there, and that's helped. So I think there is some alternatives. I don't think maybe speed bumps is very popular, but certainly a stop sign or something just to slow people down. And I think just being aware as a community, if we see someone speeding, that we can report them.
I guess every town is different, I guess. See, different, you know. I've seen speed bumps about like all the way across. All they did was see this slab they poured. Broken Arrow's got these big white ones about like this and about so long. And you're on top of it before you notice them. You gotta go slow. Don't hurt the vehicle.
Well, I appreciate you being concerned.
Yeah. Just something I saw and I thought, well, this ad.
Thank you. Anybody else have any input on assistance? All right, I'll close the floor. And then on city council and staff comments, closing comments.